Kia ora, kua te reano matea riki tēnei, and this is your Wātea Afternoon News. Ngāti Rangitihi Chairman Leith Komer says former Ngāti Awa Chair Tikei o te Waka Wilson Merito was a remarkable leader. Mr. Merito died on Tuesday and his tangi is being held at Pūkeko Marae near Whakatāne. Mr. Merito was in the Defence Force for 20 years, fighting in the Malayan Emergency in 1959 and on joined Whakatāne District Council where he became prominent in management. In 2017, he was appointed a member of the New Zealand Order of Merit for his services to Māori and conservation. Mr. Komer says he had a massive contribution.
I think at 89, I think he deserves to rest in peace, and we're looking forward to going across and paying our respects to him.
Te Kei o Te Waka Wilson Merito will be buried tomorrow with full military honours. Māori leaders have called on political parties to stop using race baiting as an election strategy. The group, which includes Dame Nada Glavish, Tar Mark Solomon, former MP Tukurairangi Morgan, and Manukau Urban Māori Authority Chair Bernie O'Donnell, says the dog whistling and the outright public displays of racism from political candidates have increased to unacceptable levels. They say it's racist to call for Māori, elite or not, to be cut out and buried. It's racist to abuse wahine Māori at candidate debates for speaking te reo, and it's ignorant to call the signing of Te Tiriti o Waitangi a wee experiment, and then seek to rewrite it in your own words. Dame Nada Glavish says she was raised by her grandmother that if you don't correct what is wrong, you will become like it.
What we have in this country right now is a $1 trillion industry since the signing of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, based on the misery of our people. But that's not enough to them. They don't want us to only be miserable because of their act. They also want us to be totally colonized and be brown, tauiwi like them. That is not going to happen.
Dame Nada Glavish. Former Green Party leader Matiria Tude says the electorate seems to be trying to give the major parties a lesson this year by voting thirds party. Current polls indicate the share of the total vote held by Labour and National combined will be down. Ms. Tude says what gives the MMP its power as an electoral system is the way it usually requires government to be formed by multiple parties.
I mean, it would be better if we actually had more parties in government. Actually, it means that more people are being represented in their government, that there's more ideas, that there's more skills. You know, like the Greens in particular, because they've been there for such a long time, they have an enormous amount of ministerial skill in their caucus that doesn't get properly used.
Matiria Tude says National's current stance on saying it will work with New Zealand First is because it knows how many votes will come from Labour. And that was your Wātea English News for this afternoon. Toodoo!